Blog Talk Radio.
Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia.
And now,
here to motivate, excite, and influence you, Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone, and thank you so much for tuning in to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. So glad to have all of our listeners from all across the World Wide Web. Certainly, we appreciate you, everyone listening in Richmond and, oh my goodness, Tidewater and Northern Virginia and Maryland and Memphis and Alaska and all across the World Wide Web. Now, remember, if you want to stay up to date on all of the shows that we have lined up for you, you want to visit my official website, which is www.mitchell-productions.com. Again, that's www.mitchell-productions.com. You can click on the radio page. Right there, you'll be able to join the email list. Listen, we don't spam you. We send you one email once a week just to let you know of all of the great shows and the wonderful guests that we have coming up for you. Now, today, we have a wonderful show. Listen, this show is called The Role of an Armor Bearer, and I have three dynamic guests which are in the virtual studio right now. So I think you all want to get this party started. I think you're ready, and my guests, they're ready too. So let's go ahead and get this moving. Listen, the first person that I have coming to the mic, oh my goodness, you heard her on my past episode, What Do Women Really Want? She's back by popular demand. Please welcome Evangelist Joyce Marie Jackson. Welcome to the show, Evangelist Joyce.
Thank you, Charvette. Glad to be here.
Oh, we're so glad to have you, and we certainly give a shout-out to your church, Greater Mount Calvary Holy Church, Bishop Alfred A. Owens, Jr., and Evangelist Co-Pastor Susie C. Owens. We're so glad to have you. All right, next, this gentleman, I just think he's just a cool guy. He's smart. He's got it going on. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Minister John Sawyer to the show. Welcome, Minister John.
Hello, Charvette. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Just glad to have you on the panel.
Glad to be here.
Great.
Excited about your session tonight.
Oh, right. Well, we're glad and excited to hear what you all have to share with our listeners. And I certainly give a shout-out to your church as well, First Baptist Church of Glen Arden, certainly Pastor John K. Jenkins, Sr., and First Lady Trina Jenkins, all the way from Landover and Upper Marlboro, Maryland. So we're glad to have you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, last but certainly not least, this gentleman is the author of a book called A Charge to Keep, A Servant's Guide to the Service of Armor Bearing. Oh, my goodness. Elder Jeff Conley, welcome to the show, Elder Jeff.
Thank you, Charvette. I'm glad to be here.
Great. We're glad to have you. And we certainly give a big shout-out also to Mount Gilead.
Woo-hoo.
Oh, gospel. Yeah, International Ministries. Bishop Daniel Robertson, Jr., and co-pastor Elena Robertson, right here from the capital city of Richmond. So,
ladies
Amen. And gentlemen, yes, big shout-out to all of your churches. Ladies and gentlemen, these panelists are faithful workers in all of their ministries and certainly are well-equipped and well-able to discuss this topic. So let's go ahead and jump right on in. And Elder Jeff, I'm going to come to you first. There may be listeners that are tuning in that have not heard the term armor bearer. Maybe not. Can you just kind of level set us and ground us? What is an armor bearer?
Sure, Charvette. I'm so excited to be a part of the program and the other panelists that you have. I feel so honored to be in their midst because their ministries are so great.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that I will learn something on tonight from Evangelist Joyce and Minister John. So, but to level set in that area of armor bearer, historically or should I say biblically, mm-hmm. The armor bearer carried the armor of his leader. And it was not a light position, basically,
mm-hmm.
because that person who was identified as the armor bearer was a leader in the army.
Yeah.
And so we'll talk about it later, I know, but it was a position of esteem and honor to be able to carry that armor into battle for your leader. Well, we, you know, fast forward to the 21st century, and we have armor bearers in our church. And basically, much like they were scripturally, armor bearers are servants.
Yes.
And you're called to serve your leader, the man or the woman of God. And we are still carrying armor believe it or not.
Yeah.
And that armor is the Word of God. As we tear down kingdoms and bring forth the Word of God for the people. And so today, our armor bearers serve in roles that, you know, make sure that the gospel goes forth.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Now, tell us a little bit about your book, A Charge to Keep.
Well, it is a resource guide for a new servant, a new armor bearer, or even a seasoned warrior. A Charge to Keep is practical yet useful, I believe, for those who are called to lead in the ministry. A Charge to Keep came out of my own experiences in ministering to my pastor, my bishop, as an armor bearer. He called me to be an armor bearer, and honestly, Charvette, I was probably like some listeners. I didn't know what an armor bearer was, but I trusted the fact that he had heard from God and felt like that I was capable to do that. So that the book, A Charge to Keep, is just my practical experiences that the Lord gave to me.
Yes.
In doing what it is that I do every day, and it's blessed my life.
Great. Give our listeners your web address.
Well, my web manager is none other than Charvette Mitchell, and I'm excited about that. She got me out on the World Wide Web. My web address is www.achargetokeep.com, and you can actually purchase the book there on that website.
Great. Listeners, go check that out while you're listening and certainly pick it up as a reference guide. All right. So thank you. Hang out with us in the studio. I'm certainly going to come back around to you. So now I'm going to chat with Evangelist Joyce. Certainly, there are a lot of different titles that are out there. You hear the word adjutant. You hear nurse, assistant, armor bearer. Are there differences? If there are, can you talk a little bit about the different titles out there?
I sure can, Charvette. There is certainly a difference. In a nutshell, the answer is yes, that there is a difference. However, depending on the ministry, the terms are used interchangeably, and the roles differ.
Okay.
For example, the adjutant can be described as a staff officer who assists the leader in issuing orders or administrative affairs. They actually take care of the booking, the scheduling, the calendar, et cetera. The adjutant doesn't travel as much as the armor bearer. Adjutant is basically a home person. The nurse is a stationary position that serves the pulpit and the parishioners as necessary. In some cases, you'll find that a nurse is really a registered nurse and can't perform the duties as such. The word assistant, it can be used interchangeably with the adjutant or the armor bearer.
Okay.
The assistant is basically what it says. It's the assistant. They assist the leader in whatever they need, whether it's looking up a word in the dictionary, whether it's running an errand. That's basically what an assistant does. There's no job that's too great or too small for an assistant. And then lastly, but not least, of course, you have the armor bearer. And the armor bearer, Elder Jeff, he touched on it. It's the person that actually goes into battle, spiritual battle, with the leader. You'll see that the armor bearer, they will travel with the leader.
Yeah.
They'll be sitting in the pulpit with the leader. You'll find that the leader depends heavily on the armor bearer because this is the person that they tend to spend a lot of their time with. So there, you know, it goes a little deeper, but those are some basic differences between those four roles.
Wonderful, wonderful. And certainly all the roles have to work together. There has to be a good interaction model, right?
Yes. Each role is very important. There's, you know, no role that's lesser than another. All of the roles work together for one goal, and that's to assist and support the leader.
Outstanding. All right. Minister John, listen, so let's tell our listeners, what are the various roles that an armor bearer can play? What really are the roles that we see in our churches, you know, all across the country, that we see the armor bearer really playing those different roles?
Okay. Before I try to answer that question, I'd just like to note that I believe that the role of an alma bearer is determinant upon how the pastor or how the leader assigns that role.
Yes.
Because what happens at Mount Calvary may not be the same distinction of an alma bearer at First Baptist of Glen Arden.
Right.
So I really believe that the pastor or the leaders are the ones who really assign or designate the role of an alma bearer. But in general, the various roles, one role that an alma bearer is you must be a servant. As Elder Jeff said, if you can't be a servant, you can't be an alma bearer. And you can't serve if you do not humble yourself, if you lack humility. So one of the roles is that you must serve in humility. Another role of an alma bearer is to be a helper. An extension of your pastor, an extension of your leader. Wherever your leader needs help, the alma bearer should be prepared to meet that need.
All right. That's it in a nutshell, and I'm so glad you gave that disclaimer because certainly listeners, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, and we're in our segment called The Role of an Armor Bearer, and certainly our panel, they are just wonderful. They are an esteemed panel. I'm glad to have them, Evangelist Joyce Marie Jackson, Minister John Sawyer, and Elder Jeff Conley. And certainly we're sharing of our experiences based on what goes on in our churches. So this is a disclaimer for the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. I don't want anyone going to their pastor or their bishop saying, I heard on the radio we supposed to do this and we supposed to have that. Minister John just said your bishop, your pastor, certainly has a credence and authority over anything that you hear. We're giving general concepts and general ideas based on what we've experienced. So thank you so much for getting us into that. All right, so let me talk a little bit about security because we've seen in the news, I would say over probably the last year or so, we've seen where there were shootings, you know, at churches, and I know I've seen on the internet where, you know, First Lady went to the restroom and she was attacked and different things of that nature. Elder Jeff, how does the armor bearer play a role with, you know, just practical security aspects these days?
Well, that's a great question, Charvette, and really it's a sad commentary that we would have to think of church and security.
Right.
If we had to think that we couldn't go to church and be secure. But the fact is that everybody that comes to the church doesn't have a good plan,
right,
if you will. So we have to be security-minded. Minister John was talking about how ministry set up and they designed for their armor bearers. And so I can speak from the aspect of Mount Gilead, and that is that our armor bearers are a part of our security ministry. While they do report to, if you will, our bishop or our co-pastor, they are a part of the security ministry. And so we go through the training that our security people go through. We are prepared to put our lives on the line for our leaders. And really, when you get to an armor bearer's heart, that's when you really find if you have an armor bearer. Are you willing to put your life on the line for your leader? And simply because of what you've said, Charvette, it is that, you know, who would think that a first lady could not go to the restroom,
right,
in safety? So we have to be the eyes and ears. And sometimes one of our overseers or our security overseer said that we don't have to smile while they're there. There are greeters for that,
right,
and there are people who can take care of that. We have to have our eyes and ears open, and we have to be able to protect not just our leaders but their families. If the enemy gets an open door, it is going to be through the leader, and if the leader falls, then we know what would happen to the rest of the body. So we do have to have our eyes and ears out there, and that's what I think is critical to the role of the armor bearer, is that you do know your role as security.
All right, terrific. Oh, this is good. We got to take a commercial break, so I'm going to have you all hang out in the virtual studios with us, and we're going to be right back after this break. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
What if you didn't follow the path everyone else takes? Would you rather make your own way or spend your life saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Da, 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 da.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answered no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.Mitchell-Productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
The Professional Black Woman, where women are serious about success. We're professionals and experts in our field, and we value networking and relationships. So join us at theprofessionalblackwoman.com, where success is inevitable.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Again, you're listening to our segment called, Oh My Goodness, The Role of an Armor Bearer, and I am talking to Evangelist Joyce Marie Jackson, Minister John Sawyer, and Elder Jeff Conley, who's the author of A Charge to Keep. All right, and we're going to keep this train moving, keep this party going. Now, Minister John, I'm coming to you. What do you say to that person who says, well, an armor bearer, they just a flunky. They just letting somebody pull their chain. They just letting a pastor tell them what to do. What do you say to that person, to that comment?
That's interesting because, believe it or not, I have been called sort of that word before, except
wow.
It was sort of called the teacher's pet, you know,
oh.
He's the pet of the teacher. But basically when someone uses the word flunky,
mm-hmm.
What they're referring to is that someone who is actually lowered themselves to a standard where they aren't thinking high of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They have reduced themselves to someone who's plain, a plain Mary Jane sometimes is a term that's used. And
mm-hmm.
basically what that means is that that person has humbled themselves.
Mm.
And we all know that 1 Peter 5 and 6 tells us that if we humble ourselves, therefore, under the hand of God, that in due time, he's going to exalt us.
Yes.
So basically, an armor bearer, it's okay if you want to call me a flunky, but in actuality, I'm just humbling myself, knowing that in due time,
right.
God is going to exalt me.
Uh-huh.
And so I would just tell that person that, hey, I'm just being a servant. It's not a flunky. I am just exercising that character that has ensured my success. Because once preparation meets opportunity, success is inevitable.
All right. I hear the preacher coming out of you. I hear it. Now, listen, Evangelist Joyce, I'm going to flip the script. Now, you know, in the church there are ulterior motives sometimes and different agendas, and there are some who look at the armor bearer role or position or adjutant position as the glamour job.
Uh-huh.
They're looking at it, oh, I'm going to always have a front row seat. I'm going to always get to go to the high-profile gigs. I'm going to always get to go to the conferences. I'm going to get to travel, and it's glamorous. What do you say to that person who's looking at the armor bearer role as a glamour job?
Well, first of all, I would not refer to or describe the role of an armor bearer as a job.
Okay.
I believe that it is a ministry. I believe that it is a calling.
Mm.
I believe that it is a great ministry and a great calling, if you will. And just as one receives a calling to preach and teach or a calling to be an intercessor, I believe, it is my belief, that you are elected, you are handpicked, chosen by God to be an armor bearer. And the second thing that I would say to that person is wars and battles are not glamorous. And this
That's
is
right.
a spiritual war, and it's a spiritual battle. And the last thing that I would say to them is, why do you think that is such a glamorous role? Mm-hmm. Is it because of what you see? Because if it's only what you see, it goes much more deeper than what one sees. Carrying a briefcase or coming to the pulpit, leaving with your leader, driving
right.
them around, doing those things that people see, it's only 5% of the role of an armor bearer.
Wow.
But when you go down to intercession, when you go down caring for the leader behind the scene, or when you go down to promoting or shielding your leader from the attacks of the enemy, ensuring that the leader is ready for the pulpit, is ready for battle in
yeah.
ministry. These things are done behind the scene. These are the things that you don't see.
Wow.
So it's not really a glamorous role. It's a very impacting role, but I wouldn't call it a glamorous role.
All right. Well said. Well said. And Elder Jeff, you mentioned that your bishop, you know, selected you, and you know, at the time you were like, who, me?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
absolutely.
How do pastors and preachers and, you know, first ladies, I don't want to leave them out, certainly co-pastors, how do they select, you know, armor bearers? Are there characteristics? Are they being led by God? Is it just, you know, what are they looking for to select an armor bearer?
I believe, just as Evangelist Joyce has said, it is a call.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at the role of an armor bearer as a call, then to what Minister John has said as well, you're not a flunky because you're walking in your call. The bishops, the pastors, the overseers, and definitely the first lady. First ladies, I say in my book that women are called to be armor bearers just like men.
Right.
And so we dispel that rumor
right.
that they're not armor bearers. But you're called or you're sought out when your leader sees that you have adapted their vision
mm-hmm.
and that you can help carry that vision. We're called to lift the arms of our leaders. And so you have to be able to carry the vision, you know, if your leader is out there preaching one thing and you preaching another, you're certainly not an armor bearer candidate.
Right.
But that's just one point of it. Evangelist Joyce hit on one of the biggest pieces that I think every armor bearer has to have, and that's intercession. You have to be able to pray without ceasing for your leader. And those are the qualities, intercession, being able to push the vision, having like minds.
Yeah.
And I do believe, much like we know, the Lord will direct your leader to who it is that they believe is called to be their armor bearer or to be their servant, to assist them. You know, if your leader is a quiet and reserved kind of a person,
mm-hmm.
they're probably not going to seek out a chatty caddy, somebody that's going to be talking all the time.
Right.
But so your personalities will mesh, but let it be known that you're not friends. But I do believe that those are characteristics that they look for, that intercession, being able to push the vision, and just knowing that you were called by God.
Good, 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 great. And a lot of times leaders see things in us that we don't see, right?
Absolutely.
Certainly. And do you see, and this is for the entire panel, do you see the armor bearer role ministry, is it a stepping stone? Is it always going to be, or most of the time going to be, a person that's going to go into ministry in a different area or a greater capacity, and that this is really a learning place? And that's for anyone on the panel.
Well, Shavaya, this is John. I'm going to step in again, and it really relates to something that I just said.
Mm-hmm.
If the armor bearer is serving with the right spirit,
mm-hmm.
And as I addressed earlier, if he or she has the spirit of humility, they have the spirit of their leader, the heart of their leader,
right.
a promotion is inevitable. It's
no.
going to happen. Because once again, God is going to promote a great character
right.
when you have character like that. And if your leader is someone who's going somewhere, I know, as Pastor Jenkins sometimes tells us, that we shouldn't hate on him when he's being blessed.
Right.
Because the anointing that's flowing on the beard of Aaron is going to flow down to us.
Right.
And so I get excited, because when I'm serving and I have the right attitude,
yeah.
a promotion is bound to happen. In that case, God wouldn't be true to his word.
All right.
Exactly.
It's inevitable.
Right.
All right. Great, great, great. Okay, so listen, this question is for the entire panel. I want to hear from each of you. I want to hear how being an armor bearer has impacted your life specifically. How has it impacted your life? And I'm going to go to ladies first, to Evangelist Joyce. And how has being an armor bearer impacted your life?
Well, I would say, Charvette, the call of the armor bearer, once I acknowledged the call, because I believe that the call was always there,
mm-hmm.
it catapulted me into the ministry of intercession.
Wow.
It helped develop my prayer life.
Yeah.
Because I believe that at the top of the list of the roles of an armor bearer, intercession should be almost the first. It should almost be number one at the top of your list, because you need to be praying for your leader when you're around them, when you're not around them. Every time you think about them in the morning, when you go to bed at night, you need to have your leader on your mind.
Yes.
So I believe that it has developed my prayer life, the role of an armor bearer.
Amen. Amen. All right. Elder Jeff, how has being an armor bearer really impacted your life?
Impacted my life. Again, like I said, had no knowledge of what it took to even be an armor bearer.
Mm-hmm.
And so, just as you've said, our leaders often see that's in you and we don't see it for ourselves. It has improved my leadership ability.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like I was a very good leader when I got to the ministry,
mm-hmm.
But I had a corporate leadership.
Right.
My being an armor bearer for my bishop has provided me a spiritual foundation. And one of the things that one of the characteristics that I failed to say was to be able to submit.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be able to submit to authority.
Yes.
So the impact that it has had for me is knowing my place in God and knowing that I can submit
mm-hmm.
and still be humbled and know that, as Minister John has said, that I will be exalted in due time. And I will tell you, God has done that time and time again. I'd have to piggyback with Evangelist Joyce as well. It has caused my prayer life to go to the next level,
yeah.
Just simply because of intercession.
Oh, right. Phenomenal, phenomenal. And certainly, Minister John, the impact on your life, I know you've shared a lot, but anything else you want to add?
Yes, the impact on my life is, there are two things I'd like to address. One, armor bearing has impacted my life because it has confirmed for me that my calling,
mm-hmm.
when I was a child, is basically the correct calling that I'm walking in. And I say that because I started armor bearing when I was some 10, 11 years old.
Really?
And did not even know what it was called.
Uh-huh.
All I knew is that at 11 years old, there was no one outside to receive the pastor. Bishop Willis was my pastor. He passed not too long ago. But Bishop Willis, no one was out there to receive Bishop Willis.
Mm-hmm.
I would leave Sunday school, get permission from my mom and dad, leave Sunday school, and be at the door waiting to take the briefcase of Bishop Willis when he came in. And then when I would walk him up to his office, I would say, "Do you need anything else, Bishop?" And he would say, "Son, could you shine my shoes?" Then he would say, "Son, can you go get Deacon so-and-so or Sister so-and-so for me?" So I began armor bearing at a young age and didn't even know what it was.
Wow.
But it confirmed for me, John, when God calls you, he calls you.
Yeah.
And you can't walk away from it. And so today, now that I'm an adult, how it has impacted my life is that the same way someone is watching my leader,
yes,
I now realize they're watching me.
Mm.
That everything I do is on display as well and subject to criticism,
right?
Subject to people hating on me, saying how I should be disqualified or I'm not worthy to serve in that position.
Mm-hmm.
But it has impacted my life, letting me know that, John, your walk has to match your calling and what you're doing for the Lord.
All right.
I have many other things to say, but I'm not going to go further.
I'm gonna have to bring y'all back, cause this is just good. I'm like eating this like steak, and I'm not even an armor bearer. I think every armor bearer in the United States needs to listen to this show. This is phenomenal, and it's wonderful how God orchestrates our lives, right?
Isn't that interesting, Charvette? Could I just say really quickly?
Yes.
You know, I listened as Minister John talked about having that call when he was a child. Very same thing for me in a little country church down in Virginia Beach, but it is really so impactful, and it's just been revealed to me through our conversations that you can tell an armor bearer by their leader.
Yes.
And I'm sure that everybody on the call and many who are listening by radio know of Bishop Willis.
Right.
And so for Minister John to say that he was one of Bishop Willis's armor bearers even before he knew what it was that he was doing,
right,
speaks so highly of his call, because we know the call that was on Bishop Willis's life.
Right.
Thank you.
Wonderful, wonderful. All right, we're wrapping up the show. Oh, my God, I don't want to stop, but we got to quit at some point. Listen, one last question for the entire panel. Listeners, if you just tuned in, you are listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We are wrapping up. If you missed any portion of the interview, no problem at all. All of our interviews are saved online as a podcast and on-demand archive. You can listen to it 100 times if you want to. You can send the link to a friend and all of that. No problem at all. Make sure you check me out online at www.mitchell-productions.com. That's one of the easiest places to listen to the archives. All right, final question for our wonderful panel. What is one thing that you know now, oh my goodness, that you know now that you wish you knew when you first started being an armor bearer? And again, ladies first, Evangelist Joyce, something you know now that you wish you knew before.
Well, something that I know now that I really didn't know before I acknowledged the call of an armor bearer is that acknowledging the call of an armor bearer will cause you to become a target for the enemy.
Mm.
And I say that because the enemy will do his job is really to distract or disturb the flow of your leader.
Right.
And since you're close to your leader, if he can't get to your leader, what he'll do is he'll touch those things that are close to the leader, and
yes,
therefore you may become a target of the enemy. But our job as armor bearers,
wow,
we have to stay faithful, focused, and most of all, we have to stay prayerful, knowing that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the
Amen.
Pulling down of the strongholds of the enemy.
Amen. Thank you so much. All right, Elder Jeff. Something you know now that you wish you knew in the beginning?
Oh, well, one of the things that I would have to say, Charvette, is that it's not about people.
Mm.
I went into the role and often allowed people's comments, the comments that we've heard about being a flunky and you're the pastor's boy, to kind of deter or distract me,
yeah,
recognizing that many times that those comments came from immature and jealous people who were just jealous of the call that I had on my life, or the call that had been identified. So what I know now is that it's about God and it's not about people,
mm-hmm,
and you can't allow yourself to be distracted. And this goes for the call of a preacher. It goes for the call of the evangelist or any call that you have. You cannot be moved by people,
right,
because they're always going to have an opinion. Someone's always going to say, I would do it this way, or why do you do it that way? So what I know now is I seek God for my guidance and not the people.
All right, phenomenal. Again, ladies and gentlemen, that's Elder Jeff Conley, the author of A Charge to Keep, A Servant's Guide to the Service of Armor Bearing. Jeff, give us your web address one more time.
The web address is www.achargetokeep.com.
All right, great.
Thank you, Charvette.
You're welcome. Certainly wrapping up with Minister John, what comments do you have about something that you know now that you wish you knew in the beginning?
Well, I first of all, I would like to echo what both Evangelist Joyce and Elder Jeff have just said,
yeah,
because I think their responses were just on target. But one thing that I wish I knew back then that I now know,
mm-hmm,
is that when you're in the role of an armor bearer, we have to remember that the service, while you're servicing your leader, but the service is to God.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes we get too focused on serving our leaders and not really looking at, well, whatever I'm doing, whatever service I'm doing, it is unto God. Because sometimes we get discouraged.
Yeah.
I don't know if Minister Elder Jeff and Sister Joyce, Evangelist Joyce, can remember probably some long nights when when it's been 14 hours and you haven't been home, and yet alone you've only had one piece of little chicken to keep you for the whole day.
Amen.
And it gets a little discouraging because you're like, okay, I'm ready to go here. But when you look at it and have that attitude, wait, I'm servicing God here. It gives you the strength that you need to go another hour, another 10 hours, and that's something that I'm glad that I know now that I wish I knew in the earlier days, because then I wouldn't have, like, turned my eyes at the leader saying, okay, it's time for you to go.
And we've all done that.
It's time to wrap up that last conference. And God honors faithfulness and righteousness. God, so, oh, my goodness, you all are blessed. You are so blessed, and I'm just glad to have had the chance and the opportunity to chat with you all about this topic, the role of an armor bearer. And the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And certainly I think what you all have said would motivate, excite, and influence anyone that is currently an armor bearer that may have been, you know, tapped on the shoulder by their pastor or their leader to say, hey, get ready, or are thinking that that is the call in their life. I certainly think that what you all have said will motivate, excite, and influence them. And we at the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show just appreciate your time.
Thank you so much, Charvette.
Great. Thank you. And thank,
thank you for having me.
You're quite welcome. All right, ladies and gentlemen, guess what? That's going to wrap up another edition of the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Check us out next Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you've been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Catch Charvette Mitchell every Tuesday at 6 p.m., interviewing all the stars you want to hear from. So until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. This is the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.